Welcome to Prime Time, bitch, and welcome to another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And we are going to be reviewing another couple of Freddy's Nightmares episodes for you. Tonight we'll be covering episode 15 and 16 from season 2. And we'll get right into episode 15, Prime Cut. And in this one, the wilderness holds horror for hunting buddies and a sexy guide. Pretty simple little concept here. These got a bunch of hunting buddies go out. They meet this just strange woman who starts sucking on one of their wounds, and shit gets crazy from there. And man, this is definitely one I could say I enjoyed quite a bit. Out of all the non-Freddy episodes of this season, I think this is probably my favorite. I like the setting of, you know, just all these guys in the middle of the wilderness. You know, it reminds me of just campy slasher type shit that happens. And the way the story plays out, where this guy, basically this one guy, is thinking that this chick is a vampire, and he keeps having these nightmares that just get crazier and crazier and crazier. And then eventually he wakes up and finds out, oh, she's not a fucking vampire. I've been tripping. My plane crashed with all my business buddies, and now I'm going to have to eat my friends and survive and be, you know, have this cannibalistic meals to survive in the middle of the wilderness. And just a lot of fun. I've always liked that concept anytime I see it. And we got, you know, some decent looking, like, you know, dead bodies, and we got this nice, skinned alive body that they were eating and shit that looked really cool. I also liked how in the second half of the episode, the wife comes into play, and the way that she, like, she's just nagging on this dude while he's been, you know, lost for the last couple of weeks in the middle of nowhere with his, you know, plane crashed down. He's been eating his buddies and sleeping with this chick, and now his nagging woman comes around. He almost doesn't want to be saved. I thought that was pretty funny. I also laughed when she's like bragging about how she slept with one of his coworkers, and then basically he's like, well, I just ate him. So that was just a funny little ironic thing, and the way she got super freaked out about it. The ending could have been a little bit better though. I would have preferred, you know, it just to have something a little bit stronger. But outside of that, this was a lot of fun. We got vampires, cannibalism, fucking, what's not to love there? Skin bodies. I mean, it had everything that, you know, I like. So what about you, Tom? What do you think of this one?
Yeah, I did like this. And this is one, I remember watching this, but I haven't seen this since probably the original run. So the fact that I remembered it was nice. So it is still a fun one. Like, the setup, the situation. It's perfect for the 1 hour format, like they did it. Sandahl Bergman, she was the tracker. She's most notably known from the Conan movies, Red Sonja, mm-hmm. Hell Comes to Frog Town, and a bunch of sword and sandal movies like She and stuff. So, I mean, it was good to see her in a, I guess, more of a traditional role. I'm used to her with a sword and some other shit.
Yeah, I thought it was cool too how, like, she was a vampire, you know, in the, like, we got all these cool little vampire scenarios, but then, you know, it's still continuing the story, but we got two completely different things going on with her character, which was nice to see her range.
Yeah. Oh, and this one was directed by David Calloway, which doesn't really have any, you know, any other credits to his name.
Is he related directing to Mean Mark?
I'm not sure if he is. Maybe he's the other skyscraper. Directing wise, he's got 2 episodes of this, 10 episodes of Dark Justice, which I don't remember, from 91. And then She Spies, which I have no idea what that was, from 2003. So well, he did for Freddy's Nightmares direct, he's did some of the better than some of the names, but it was also probably the material he was given to work with. Some of them are battling uphill.
One thing I'll say too about this episode is like the Freddy segments usually are my saving grace. And in this one, like, even though they weren't strong, like I wasn't that upset about it just because I had so much fun with the story. Todd, you watched Yellow Jackets, right?
No, I haven't got to that. Oh, similar premise though.
Yeah, there's a similar premise, you know, like weird, you know, this plane crashing in the middle of the wilderness and friends having to survive and, you know, do unspeakable things to each other. Like it was just reminding me of that. And I had just such a goddamn good time watching that show recently. So this was definitely the right vibe for me. And saving grace, I mean, outside of these Freddy episodes, this second season has been pretty fucking trash. There's been like one or two that have been just like, you know, decent enough to where I don't want to rip my eyeballs out, but there's been some stinkers. Like season one over two all fucking day, even though I'll say like the Freddy segments in season two, some of them are very, very close to season one.
But top DJ Freddy.
Yeah. Rapmaster Freddy. Nothing. Freddy. I mean, Freddy fucking rolling dice in the hood was pretty close, but
that's true.
Fucking Rapmaster Freddy. Nothing's going to beat that. And in this, he wasn't doing much in this one. He was just eating fucking some meat, some people. All right. So why don't we rate this one and then move on to the next? So this one's going to get a 3.5 out of 5 from me, which is pretty high. One of my highest ratings of this season so far.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, and I'm a 3.5 also.
All right. So
almost now, was a 4. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. This has been the closest to a 4, too. That hasn't been a Freddy episode for me. But I think if it just would have stuck the landing a little bit better, like maybe instead of having the wife live after she fucking... That, by the way, that was the dumbest fucking shit ever. The way that she tied herself to just like this random bag, like she was gonna be able to fucking bungee jump down the fucking cliff, and then she goes flying. Maybe if she would have gotten paled like the other two guys, I would have went higher, because she was a fucking annoying bitch. Goddamn. moving on though, now to episode 16, Interior Loft. In this one, a frustrated artist plans his demise, and then a couple headed for doom when they start a telephone fantasy business. So, yeah, this is just a super sleazy one, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. But its sleaziness was definitely what it had going for it the strongest. I did kind of understand the couple though with the whole sex line thing. I mean, if I was broke as shit, my girl was cool with it. I mean,
that's, I guess fuck? that's the modern equivalent to OnlyFans.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's, but the sex line shit's a way better deal than OnlyFans. I mean, with OnlyFans, you got to at least spread your cheeks a little bit. Fucking the sex line stuff, you could say whatever the fuck you want. I mean, fuck, I could have did that shit. If that shit was still around, I'd probably do that shit to make money, even though it'd probably be some like nasty ass motherfuckers on the other line.
You're going to hear Caesar Carver.
You're Caesar.
You're somebody you recognize. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that would surprise my head. I did like, though, how the wife, you know, once she started doing the sex line stuff, she started to kind of get haunted by this paranoia about, you know, one of the callers finding her. And, you know, trying to struggle, snuggle her ass, and ends up being one of the cops. Like that was pretty cool to watch that play out. The part where the husband, though, jumps through the glass window and karate chops the fucking rapist. And he karate chops, like, dude, he pops out the fucking glass ceiling, comes down, goes wah wah wah, karate chops this fucker, and he falls in the glass and slits his throat. And like, I'm sitting there, and you know, I watch these late at night and fucking stoned out of my mind usually. I'm like, wait a minute, I gotta go back. Did I just see that shit right? This fucker jumped down from the glass ceiling, karate chopped him into the fucking broken glass and slit his throat. All right, I guess that's what we're going with. So, yeah, that first half, definitely pretty strong. I also like that the Freddy in the police uniform slid in some other dude's throat in, you know, the little in-between credit things after he's beating this dude's ass with a nightstick. That was a lot of fun. But the second half of the story, I don't know. It was kind of weird to me because, like, we were thrown in. She's the sex worker, you know, and then she's not. And she's this writer and she's, I guess, kind of going crazy or something like that. The way the second half played out, just it seemed very weird, especially, you know, having like maybe if the second half, like if they were switched around, it would have worked better for me, but I don't know. It didn't feel like it flowed with the first part of the episode. And if it would have just been different characters, maybe it wouldn't have been so weird to me. But using the same characters and kind of continuing on with their story, the direction they took,
just too much of a left turn. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it didn't fit, which was unfortunate. Especially considering I liked the first half so much, but yeah. What about you, Tub?
I'm with you. The first half solid. The second half, it's kind of again, not new to this series. It happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
This is another Ken Wiederhorn episode. So this is his fifth or sixth at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing really to add. I mean, which said like the second half. If it was a different character and we just kind of still stay, it's just hard because it's like going backwards. Like,
well,
I get what you mean. They were flipped.
And she was already established like a certain way. And then we found out, that actually never happened. And she's almost a completely different fucking character. Like, they should have just had it branch off with, you know, a different couple if they needed to or something like that.
And it wouldn't be the first time they've done that because we'll get a character we saw for like 3 seconds and then they'll continue the next into the second story.
Yeah. I don't know why the formula has changed so much in season two. Cause like season one, it was almost every episode had two separate segments. And now it's like, they try to continue on with the story, but then it just takes such a weird left turn that it doesn't fit at all.
But you know what our next episode is?
Oh boy.
Well, you know, we just watched Interior Loft. Our next episode is Interior Loft Later.
What the fuck? So now it's going to probably be more shit that doesn't fit with the fucking, with the sex line story.
I don't know if I should have warned you, just let you discover it on your own. You know, you would have been like, motherfucker.
I mean, probably better that you warned me now, because I'm not just going to turn it off as soon as I pop it on. Yeah, definitely not, you know, not my favorite second half, but at least the first was stronger. Maybe if in this continuation, if we get more sex worker stuff, I'll be interested. But other than that, why don't we rate this one and get the hell out of here? We're almost done with all these episodes. You know, we only have
six more.
So lucky number six. So 3 more episodes of these. And we'll be off to that final big finale show that we've been talking about. So, all right, let's rate this one. For me, I'm a 2.5 out of 5. I could go a little bit higher, but just that second half. I mean, even if I wanted to rewatch this episode, that second half is still going to bother the shit out of me. So 2.5 out of 5.
I'm 3, and that's the sleaze factor. I mean, it's not sleazy enough to work at Disneyland, but it's close.
Good reference. Shout out if you get that one. All right, so, before we dick flip out of here, like, share, subscribe, follow us on all the social medias, follow our Discord. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures starts at just $1. Exclusive, early, and uncensored content. Post shows that you won't see anywhere else every Wednesday, live after our normal Wednesday show. So come hang out with us there, and we appreciate it. So other than that, I think that's all I got. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers.